thought for today. A super fun maker is doing a joy I like. That's a long handle, isn't it? A super fun maker is doing the joy I like. A super fun maker is doing a joy I like. Sylvie just gave a talk about sportsmanship and sports activities and things like that. And what was it that she was talking about? She was talking about having fun in sports, having fun in anything, and you can be a success. And afterwards, we discussed why the Swiss team in the Olympics was not successful. And the conclusion was that the Swiss team had a coach who was not harmonious with the team. The Swiss team had a coach that had a big nose, and his nose was in everybody else's business except his own business. His nose was in how other people were operating themselves at the Olympics, and how other people were bad, and how other people were doing dumb things, and how other people were stupid.
I didn't say that,
Sylvia says, but it did. How other people were doing all these stupid things. That's called criticizing. And it's to say how other people are doing stupid things, that sounds rather very simple, doesn't it? Criticizing is, you know, a little highfalutin. Okay. It is done unto us according to our belief. And we repeat this statement that Jesus said so many times because it's quite powerful and certainly very significant. A super fun maker is doing a joy I like. Now, what's a super fun maker? A super fun maker is somebody who's just having a ball. Somebody who's just enjoying life and getting a lot of thrills out of life and doing all the things that they like to do. It could be a very powerful and a very adroit athlete. It could be Manly P. Hall, sitting in his wheelchair, writing books and lecturing. It could be a little boy playing in his sandbox, totally in charge of all of the little tin soldiers he has there and all of the trucks. It doesn't matter that the trucks are too large for the tin soldiers, that the tin soldiers would be like ants crawling into a truck here on Earth. You know, that doesn't bother him. He visualizes these things all in proportion because he is a fun maker. He's having fun. He's not judging. He's not saying this doesn't work and that doesn't work. We were at Jeff Provence's house the other day, and as we were there, we were sitting with the little daughter whose name is Jessica. And Jessica is 2 years old. And Jessica was sitting there as we were all drinking iced tea and eating a sandwich. And she says, Daddy, may I pour you a cup of tea? And his father says, I want a cookie first. What a neat father. So she passes him the cookie tray. And I couldn't see a cookie on it because I wasn't looking with my correct eyes. But there was no cookies on it. But Papa saw the cookies. And he reached on the tray and he took a cookie off. And he ate it. He says, my, that was good. And she says, now, what kind of tea do you want? And she, not only tea, but what kind of tea do you want? And they all come out of the same pot that she had. Very beautifully done. So she poured him green tea. And I said, I want some black tea. So, but I wanted out of the yellow cup. So she went over to get the yellow cup for me, her little play cup. She brought it and set it in front of me, and she poured the black tea into it. And I said, hey, that's very nice. Now, she was playing her game. She was having fun. The big people were talking about big people talk, and she was just playing her game, and it didn't matter what the big people were saying. She was a fun maker. She was having such fun. Then she walked over to the side of the house, and there was a little stoop there, and she sat down on the stoop. She says, "This is my chair." It was just her height. Her feet touched the ground, and her bottom touched the top of the bench, and she could sit on it very comfortably. And then she came over with other toys and other things. But she was a fun maker for herself. She was doing what delighted her. Now, can we live in this land of make-believe, the land of reality, and have our own fun-making ability? Have you ever been a fun maker?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, if you have, and if you can remember that you were a fun maker, every time you feel sad, turn on that remembrance of when you were a fun maker and remember how it felt to be the fun maker, and all your unhappiness will be gone. It doesn't matter how terrible your unhappiness may be. It may be the death of a loved one. It may be anything from high to low. But you turn on that remembrance of yourself as a fun maker, and all of the unhappiness of life disappears instantly. Now you try that. You try that, and you will see miracles happening in your life. You will see great joy happening in your life. We talked about this one fellow who was on the other team, that he's by himself. What was his name?
Alberto Tombach.
And he sounds like he's from Italy. And he was in what game in the Olympics?
Skiing.
And so a skier has to ski by himself. They don't have team skiing, I don't think. So he had to ski by himself. So the night before the big skiing game, the Swiss coach told his team, "Okay, now, boys, get yourself ready. Go get a lot of good sleep and relax and have a good time." Well, the Swiss ski team was so keyed up. They were so excited about skiing, and they were so excited about everything and everything. They couldn't sleep. But Albert, he was his own coach, apparently, and he went out dancing. He had a wonderful time. He went out to show off his sporting good wear. He went out to do all sorts of neat things, and the press thought, "Surely this is a flamboyant, good-for-nothing person who is not going to show himself with any credit for the Italian nation." And when it came time for skiing, the young man got up there with his usual flamboyance and saying, "I just like to ski. I just have fun. And I'm good. And I have fun." He wasn't nervous about who is winning and who is losing. He had that flamboyant feeling about him as a super fun maker, just having a ball. And he probably was remembering the beautiful girls he danced with the night before. And he probably said, "Okay, girls, this is for you now. I'm going to be a winner today. This is for you." And the girls all looked up at him and smiled at him and sent him beams of joy and happiness and said, "Alberto, if anyone can win, you will win." Now, with an attitude like that, what could happen? He had to win. And as the girls tell me, in the next Olympics, they expect that he maybe had been a fluke in the previous Olympics, that it was just a lucky thing that he won. But in the next Olympics, he again won gold medals and silver medals and bronze medals. Everything that he tried out for, he did very well. He wasn't the top winner, but even the most severe and capable athlete wasn't the top winner in everything they did. But he was good, and he won on the very events where they thought surely he would not win, because he was a fun maker. He made fun out of everything he did. He didn't go against the other athletes. He says, "Come on, guys, this is the day we're going to show them how great we are. We're going to show them how much fun it is." And they went out and they had a ball. And only the one team who was super serious, whose coach was super serious, quite likely, and planted that super serious attitude, they didn't win. They did well because they were good skiers, but they didn't win because they didn't have that easy flamboyance, that easy joy of saying, hey, I'm having fun. When you take a pianist and he sits down at the piano and he lugubriously plays the piano with such tediousness, you think to yourself, oh my God, when will the song end? And you take another pianist who is a master. He takes the same song. He sits down at the piano. The piano comes alive with the song. You feel it in his heart and his soul. You feel the joy and the magic of his being flowing through the music he's playing. He not only is professional, he not only is a master, he is a magic man, bringing forth in the music he plays the beauty, the joy. He's a joy maker, the love. He brings it through himself. Anyone can play mechanically. Just a matter of learning and training, and you can play mechanically. Anyone can drive a car mechanically. But when a person drives a car as their second skin, as their second being, you might say, they say of a pilot, he flies by the seat of his pants. Because he knows when the plane is right side up, upside down, going this way or going that way. He knows when they're going through a cloud that he doesn't have to have vertical. He doesn't have to be unaware of how the plane is. He looks at the instrument, my God, we're upside down. He knows. And the pilot who flies by the seat of his pants, he knows north from south, from east, from west. He knows even the gradients of the compass. And he can tell you north by northeast or south by southwest. You see, he knows these things because it's his heart, his joy, his life. It's his fun-making activity. My son is one blessed like that. I love to fly, but I don't fly by the seat of my pants. I fly by my instruments. I fly by the vehicle that I'm in. I fly a little bit by it. But I have flown by the seat of my pants. Really, I have. And when I did, it was fun. And when I didn't, it was work. Interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. The things that we do. Yes. A super fun maker is doing a joy, and I like it. A super fun maker is doing a joy, and I like it. And isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to let go and let yourself be who you really are? If you're writing a story and you're writing it with all of your wisdom and you got the dictionaries open, you got this open and that open, if you're really writing a story, that story is going to flow and flow and flow and flow and flow and then stop. And when it stops, it's probably over. Then you go through it and you correct your typos and your spelling, not too many of them. And you maybe, it's wonderful, 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 wonderful. And you say, I should use a little different word than wonderful now and then. But maybe not. Maybe that's exactly what you meant. So a super fun maker is doing a joy I like. Being himself and having fun. Can you be yourself and have fun in everything you do? If you do, you'll be a winner every time. So you have a wonderful day now, and just make yourself proud of yourself and do all the things that are fun. I love you, I love you, I love you.